Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today. It is Monday, July 25th, 2022. Just 5 days left to the, right now it's the pre-release to the mini conference, the Steve Quayle, Doug Hagman mini conference. You've got to really, man, I'm telling you, you've got to sign up for this and get this information. This puts everything together. And when I say everything together, you know, you look at the Bible, you look at the, you look at history, you look at events, and you think, how is everything connected? Well, really, it was because of, result of, you know, Russ Dizdar, my working with him and finding things out and then talking with Steve about things. And all of a sudden, what we're seeing in the present has occurred in the past, which is a glimpse into the future. So if you go to HagmanReport.com, the Egyptian and Alien Connections in the Americas, you'll see what I'm talking about. Go ahead and go there. Watch the trailer, which is at HagmanReport.com, and read that page and then pre-register. It kicks off on the 30th, and the PDF alone is right around 200 pages with images. The images are incredible. So please, I was just very quickly and off script here. I was looking at this. I'm thinking to myself, you know, I should write like an investigative report as to my involvement, because it really surprised me. When I was finding things that when Russ, his team, myself, when we were doing things, we were finding things, it didn't make sense by themselves. But when put with the larger historical aspects of things, now things like depopulation, things like abortion, yes, abortion, now they all make sense. And who's really running things? So that's really kind of my sales pitch, because I didn't understand a lot of this until I really got into it and talked with Steve about this. And then we started looking at the, I'm going to say evidence, because it's documentation, but it can be used as evidence of past events really portraying or portending future events and present things that are taking place right now. So go to HagmanReport.com, click on the link, and of course, register the 30th. You will not be disappointed, I guarantee you, with the quality and amount of information you'll get. All right. Now,
before you move on,
yes,
give me a second here. I'm going to bring up something Steve sent me.
Okay, yeah, let's do this. Okay, go ahead. All right, he said, give me a second. By the way, I've got this wonderful picture of Eric the Tech with AOC. Not really AOC. This is some kind of donkey, it looks like. He's in a truck, and this donkey is got his head through the window next to Eric the Tech's head, and it looked like him and AOC were snuggling. I don't know, but I wanted to put it up, and he said, absolutely not. And this was kind of like a drive-through. One of those fun drive-through safari things, but just the resemblance to AOC was just amazing. And no, that's not a comment about her appearance. It's more of a comment about the donkey's appearance, I guess. I don't know. All right. Now, this has no audio. So I guess you want me to, like, what do you want me to do? I just can't sit here and watch it, right? How long is it? 40 seconds. Okay. You like how we're doing this on the fly? I guess I can just, okay, here it is. What you're seeing here is, folks, you're going to have to go to HagmanReport.com, click on the link to this video, and take a look at this one particular statue. Here's another, I don't even want to describe what this is, sarcophagus-like find, okay? These are some finds that, some relics that were found in Mexico. Now, that skull right there and the things that are on the skull, just absolutely amazing. And when you compare it to current things, okay, so thank you for stopping right there. This is something we saw, Russ and I saw, and the team saw, in current ritualistic bad things, okay? It's just amazing. And again, the last thing I would expect to see when you're dealing with human traffickers, sex traffickers, and the, oh goodness, the satanic ritual abuse of people. The last thing you'd expect to see something like that, and here it is, and that's thousands of years old. And the authenticity has been verified. So this is what you're going to see. But to connect everything together, really now it makes sense, answers a lot of questions as to what's going on today, what went on in the pre-Adamic, and even in the days of Noah, and frankly, what to expect in terms of God's judgment, I believe, given the situation we're in. All right, today's show is going to be fantastic. I've got with me for the entire show, because of scheduling issues, okay, because of all of things that are going on, Randy Taylor at HagmanReport.com is going to be riding the show with me. John, not today, because of, again, scheduling issues, but this is going to be a great show. Some of the things that we are not going to let go or let not be forgotten, I just want to hit these real quick. And then I'll bring Randy Taylor on. Number one, recently, and no chronological order here, but think about this. The Georgia Guidestones, why is that all of a sudden, how come no one's talking about that and about the time capsule buried there? And why now? The construction and deconstruction of the Georgia Guidestones, or I should say the construction and destruction and subsequent deconstruction of the Georgia Guidestones. Why then? Why now? What's the story? Mass shootings. Think about the mass shootings of late, even from Las Vegas to Uvalde. What's going on with these? How about the origins of SARS-CoV-2? And now we're seeing this mass die-off with these injections and boosters. What about Russiagate? The rigged elections, November 3rd, January 6th, and of course the January 6th committee. The Unselect Committee, the fact that Steve Bannon, of course, was found guilty and awaits sentencing. Think about how many people have been criminally charged for contempt of Congress, and Unselect Committee. The fact that this committee is not a sanctioned committee. All right, it's not. I mean, it is not constructed in the manner that would be constitutionally appropriate. And then want to get into Alex Jones appearing on with Steve Bannon. This is critically important because, folks, I want to tell you something, okay? This is what's happening to Steve Bannon and what's happened to and will happen with Alex. It's happening to Roger Stone, did happen to Roger Stone, Peter Navarro, others. It's going to happen. It's already happening here, but there's an undercurrent that you folks have to know about because it's going to affect you as well. And then want to get into Schedule F. Have you heard of this? Schedule F employees, a.k.a. the deep state. We're going to be talking about that. And then we move from the corona or SARS-CoV-2, COVID, the mass formation hypnosis, if you will, to the climate alarmists in the declaration of a climate emergency, what that means to you. And what that means to you, I would say it means the same to me. When you open up the electric bill for a studio, this studio, and you about fall out of the chair because there's a notice saying, hey, guess what? We're going to raise your, we are raising the rates on the electricity 24.97%, 25%. I'll just round it off there. Effective immediately. So the electricity costs now 25% or, 25% more. I was going to say a quarter more than it has in the past. And it's not going to stop there. And then we need to get into House Resolution 4350, the NDAA, Section 529A, countering extremism. And what that means, especially Chapter 89 of H.R. 4350, is this much ado about nothing, or is this something? Should we have ado about this? So with me to talk about this and all of the things that are taking place, including the left's power grab, the declaration of needless emergencies to grab power, in the pretext is Randy Taylor. Randy, how are you?
I'm very good today, sir. How are you doing?
Good. Hopefully I didn't.
Sounds like we have a pretty full plate, buddy.
Yeah.
Any one of those subjects to do a whole show on.
You know something, I'll tell you what, I've spent like this weekend, with the exception of a funeral, this weekend I've done nothing but research, look, and talk with people, and I know you've been like busy as heck too, so.
Yeah, it's been a little crazy. Things are coming at us so fast now.
Yes.
So fast. Things are just one right after the other. A lot of it's predictable. A lot of it's distraction. There's other things going on, and that's where we really have to watch. That's where we'll pick up things that the other people, the general public, will miss.
Well,
you're definitely there's a distraction game going on right now.
You know, as I was thinking about the preparation for this program, you were with me. We've been together now for well over a decade.
And a couple decades, my friend.
Yeah. How time flies, right?
When you're having fun.
I remember actually the first time we met face to face. It was in an airport, and I don't know, from 30 yards away, I picked you out, you picked me out, and there it was, right?
No missing us in the crowd.
No. You know, and that's, if you remember, and folks, just to give you a little backstory, we had a member of our team who was he had the greatest heart in the world. I mean, this guy would, in fact, this guy worked all day, drove with me to basically New York City from where I'm at, drove back with me, and then went back to work. I mean, this guy had he'd give you the shirt off his back. He passed away from cancer, and that man right there. Dropped everything he was doing, came up to make sure he saw him before he passed away.
I just wanted to make sure that he had accepted the Lord as his personal savior. And that was the purpose of the trip. And to, you know, we'd known him for years, you know, just talking on the phone and all and by email, and just a super guy. And he was gone so fast. It was a heartbreaker, a real loss, absolutely a tragedy.
You know, I remember getting the phone call on Father's Day. He said, I've got a headache. It just won't quit. It just hurts so bad. I'm going to the hospital. That was on Father's Day. And by Labor Day, he was dead.
Yeah. that fast. Just amazing. And it's really a loss, you know, good guy. Loved his country, loved his God. It was a good fellowship. It was good to just actually be able to sit down with actually my two best compadres that time definitely in life and everything we were doing at that time. And Skip was his name.
Skip.
And he'll always have a place in our hearts.
Yeah, and for you to drop what you were doing and the flying, you know, it was amazing to me to see I thank you for that. And I was thinking about that and thinking about how long it's been. But we, you know, as I was
when a brother calls, man, you go. You stop what you're doing and you go. That's it. When you lost Joe, I got the phone call and we were there. You know, I mean, it's just how it is, my friend.
And when I was thinking about this, we all have to have networks like this build up, even if it's look, you could be, I consider myself nobody. Okay. I'm nobody. I know people, but you know, just for the average person out there, I'm average. So we need to have networks build up where we can rely upon others, upon each other. Right. I mean,
we're in this together, folks. That's just plain and simple. Yeah. We're not being picked out individually here. We're being picked out collectively for our beliefs. We're being picked out collectively because we're holding a certain degree of accountability for this government to answer to. And as long as we do that, we are going to be enemies of the state. And I'm sorry, that's where we're at. We're on the good side, but there's man's law and there's God's law. Once again, man's law, we're the bad guys. God's law, we're the good guys. I'll take God's law. Give me that star. I'll wear it.
And you know, being in the position where I'm in, I've been able to talk with people outside, off air and such. And I've noticed, and I know that you folks have noticed, there are alternative media personalities who are starting to talk more and more about God and about God's will and about our position, about what we need to do. And that really, excuse the expression, that really pisses the globalists. They don't like that. And they're doubling down now. And one of the most interesting things, I don't know, folks, if you've seen this, Alex Jones appeared with Steve Bannon, and it was good to see that it's good to see that on video. I'm going to play this, Randy Taylor. We'll play the entire clip from the 2 minute segment on. The first 2 minutes is kind of like the first 2 minutes, you can watch the entire clip at HagmanReport.com in the program description box. So we can pass by the first 2 minutes. So the remaining is about 5 to 6 minutes, but it's a discussion and a very important one to have. One that Randy Taylor just mentioned too. And if you listen to this, listen to what is being said. Listen to who they're coming after, why they're coming after, who they're going after, and what to expect. This would be video number one on the show prep notes and in the at HagmanReport.com in the program description box. And by the way, make sure you give feedback to Randy Taylor at HagmanReport.com as well. He reads his email.
We get tons of good email, folks. I can't read. There's so many folks that email me constantly. I'm not going to reply to each one, but I do fire you one back, let you know I do get all your emails. I appreciate it. Like I said, there's so many that sometimes I can't answer.
We can't.
But I will answer. If you send me 20, I'll answer one of them.
Exactly. And look, I read all the emails.
Because we get tons of people sharing information. It's information a lot of times we've already seen, but it's cool. That's called covering the bases. And folks, you're not wasting your time. It's cool. We still read it. Just because you don't get a reply back, that doesn't mean don't send. You might send me something that I haven't seen. You might send something that, and if it's good and it comes in, you can ask Doug. I immediately forward it to Doug.
Yep.
Because there's some, remember, you guys are out there. You're out there in the trenches. You're in the trenches. You're sending reports back from the front of the battlefield. I'm good with that.
But Randy Taylor, don't you think, in a sense, because I was talking with somebody, I was talking with Matt yesterday about last night about this. I think, in a sense, it is your my it is our job to triage what's important, yes. What's not, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because the flow is tremendous. We also filter to what's valid, what's not valid, because there's a million personalities out there on the internet.
Right.
Okay. Some of them make stuff up for headlines. One thing you notice that we don't do here, we don't sensationalize ever over a lie or unsubstantiated information. Please understand that. There's a lot of people, because a lot of people send me emails, go, hey, did you see this link? Yes. And I don't believe in fairies. Okay. You understand what I'm saying? If it's ridiculous, then I'll leave it in the ridiculous pile. There's some things come in that are ridiculous. Okay. Stick with us. We're going to give you solid information. That's all I'm saying. We really vet our sources.
We do.
If I send some, Doug's known me for 20 years. He'll still ask me, what's the source? He'll still, no, he does, because we're professionals. And if he wasn't asking me that, he wouldn't be a professional. And he knows damn good, well, I've got a source. But he needs to ask me that, because we'll never, it's just one of the checkpoints we make before we put it out to you. We will not be caught in a lie. We're not going to be involved in that. We don't need, since there's enough sensational things going on, we don't need to make anything up. Half the stuff we tell you, you couldn't make up anyway.
All right.
Seriously.
You're exactly right. And I want to show you something before we get to the video, because this goes to what you just said. I want to show people this. Excuse me. Everyone knows Klaus Schwab. Everyone knows him, right? I mean, if you're paying attention. This you're going to see on just about every social media platform on the planet. This picture. This is side by side. And the heading is this. On the left is Klaus Schwab. On the right is his Hitler. On the right is his Hitler confidant, industrialist, and fascist father, Eugen Schwab. Now, the text is correct. Okay. Somewhat. In other words, his father was an industrialist in Nazi Germany. This picture is not correct. That is not who that is on the right. That is not a legitimate picture. And this is being used against people who are talking against Klaus Schwab to say, see, this is all BS. So, yeah. You know,
80% of this kind of stuff, these memes that you're seeing out there, are BS.
Exactly. Yes.
80%. I've done the math. It's 80%. It's higher than that. People just grab a piece of information, they make a meme, shoot it out there. And unfortunately, people think that memes are a source. They're not. It's a meme. A little child could have drawn that on a bathroom wall. That's not a source.
That's right. So before you spread things like this, and sadly, a lot of this, you know, people
from
will
our
fall
side.
For this. From our side,
and,
yeah.
And from our side. We don't need it. There's enough out there. We don't need to make anything up.
No.
There's enough.
And a lot of good, well-meaning people spread this. And although in reality, yeah, he was a Nazi industrialist. That's not him in a Nazi uniform. Okay, so just and that speaks to your level of authentication of information. Just to let people know. All right. So this is we'll play this, and feel free, Randy Taylor, jump in anytime. This is Alex Jones on Lawfare. Okay. This is on Lawfare being rigged and being used on populist leaders to silence the movement. And the movement is the Make America Great Again, or the populist, hey, my country, my flag, you know, my home, that kind of thing. But this is Steve Bannon inviting Alex Jones on. Very important. Listen to what they have to say, and we'll talk about it on the other side. Go ahead.
What they're trying to do to destroy you?
Well, if you try to describe what they've done to you, just what I know would take hours. And if I try to describe it, it would take hours. But here's the bottom line. I have the motions in limine at InfoWars.com of the judge's order of the first of three rigged Sandy Hook trials where I've already been found guilty. I've been defaulted when I gave them everything and more, which they used them as a blueprint to further debank us and deplatform us. And the judge put in the order for the trial where I'm guilty that I cannot say I'm innocent, says word for word, may not say you're innocent anyway. Well, if that was a murderer, you know, caught with dead bodies in my basement, I could get up and say I'm innocent to the jury. I could say I'm not guilty. No, I am guilty, and I can't cross-examine anybody, and I can't raise the First Amendment, and I can't say the trial is rigged. And so, but then we're ordered to have this trial, or I'll be held in contempt. She did a $1 million fine a month ago. Court of Appeals turned it around in one day and said, pay it. I paid $1 million and I'm out of money. They finally run me to ground. I paid $1 million on Monday that literally brought the company down to like $300,000 in the bank. But that's okay. Listeners are coming in and supporting us. But this is a real war because you nailed it. You stole my thunder because I understand why. You want to show people this is Veritas. We're simpatico because the truth's the truth. They hate Steve Bannon. They hate Tucker Carlson. They hate Donald Trump. They hate me because we are populist. We love the people. The people get that. They can see it. They can feel it. And they've seen what we've gone through. And they don't want them to have a spirit. So they think if they can break us and destroy us, that's their symbol of the American people. Trump always says, look, they got to get through me to get to you. And it's totally true. We have decided to stand up because we love America and we can't stand seeing this happen. We're not heroes. We just can't roll over. It's like being raped. And so they see us standing up. I think if they can break us and smash us, they can do it. And this is not my rights that are being robbed. It's all of our rights. I mean, when Steve Bannon cannot cross-examine people at his own trial in a rigged DC situation, we are all having our rights stolen. And when I can't say I'm innocent and can't say I'm bankrupt and can't say there's three trials coming up, literally, she says we can say almost nothing, but we have to be there. And so that's where this is. And again, I'm just blessed that it's not criminal like it is for you or what Julian Assange. So anytime I feel sorry for myself, I go, well, there's Julian Assange and there's Roger Stone and there's people like Steve Bannon that have been really persecuted. But I understand that's their next phase, is they're also always implying everything's criminal I'm doing and everything I need to. And I know they've got grand juries open and we've had grand jury subpoenas and some of it I've not talked about on air, but it's just a nightmare. And I'm not a victim. I asked for this. I got in the arena. But I want America to know we're fighting for you. We're fighting for our own families. We're in this together, and this is a war. So people need to understand, they can't just expect because Steve Bannon's stoic or Alex Jones is a brawler that we're going to still be there, because we're never going to give up. We're never going to give in, but we could give out.
Let me ask you, as we wrap this up and let you go, because I know you got a lot to do today, your personal safety. Obviously, they're going to start with criminal. That's coming. You know that. They got to, because they got to get you off the thing. What about assassination attempts? What about your security?
I don't want to get into it, but that's a whole nother cost. It's bad. And you know, it's I'm sure we saw you getting swatted. I've not talked about it because I didn't want to give it attention. It didn't hit the news, but next level swatting. So I can't even live where I basically live. The lawyers on the other side put my address out, we've had Antifa, we've had just next level swatting where they have filed criminal arrest warrants all over counties in Texas in my name that aren't real arrest warrants. And so we've been swatted a lot, and that's basically, and they've got all these crazies. You saw the guy try to, you know, stab and kill the gubernatorial candidate in New York. I mean, it's par for the course. And I used to kind of have a bravado, like, screw it, I don't care what happens. But now I realize, no, it's important to stay alive. So I've made myself kind of get in that mode of carrying a gun and watching my back and having security with me, just because it has to be done. And we need to keep, you know, our operations going. And so it's fun to not care and just throw yourself out there. But at a certain point, you know, you got to start having your head on a swivel. And that's a really weird thing for me, because the last few years, I've never done it, and now it's getting very intense.
All right. You can stop
Alex,
it right there.
I appreciate you coming on today. Great honor.
You can look at the entire clip, watch the entire clip at HagmanReport.com, or go to Bannon's War Room on his Rumble channel. Links will be in the program description box at HagmanReport.com. But Randy Taylor, we were
it's
one.
Sad.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's sad how he's gone from just being picked at to where people want to actually murder the man.
Well, okay.
We've gone into a whole level of depravity. And you know what? They want to kill him because he's telling the truth. There
exactly.
is the problem. This isn't a man. These aren't people that are out here making up lies. These aren't, you know what they used to call us? Conspiracy theorists. I had a great chat Saturday night at a table during the birthday party with people that I actually found out that I had even more allies.
That's because, a good thing.
Well, and the thing was, it was a discussion about Canada and the U.S. Guys, oh. We're in trouble. There's a lot of people that are on our side and are just afraid to speak up because they're ostracized. As soon as you speak up, you're ostracized. You're thrown out there to the wolves, especially in societies that are so heavy liberal. You say something against the government, and I'm serious. It's like you've committed a crime. The freedom of expression and freedom of speech is non-existent. Freedom of speech, my ass. Why are we so concerned for our safety? You know, and you know what? If they go to the point they want to send somebody to kill us, then send somebody to kill us. Okay, far out. They better be good.
And you know what?
When I question them before I send them to meet their maker, they better not give me your name.
Yeah.
We're getting to that point, though. You're starting to see what's going on with the Alex and Steve and Doug and Steve and all these people. These are like your forefathers, man.
Well, you're in there too.
Yeah, well, what else could they lose? The one thing that I do that's a little different than these guys is I move around more.
I know
how the federal government operates. I stay on the move. I stay on the move. I'm not an easy guy to bag. Oh, you can bag me, but you got to be really good at it. And the thing, because I've already told you, I'm not going to jail for something I haven't done. You can kiss my ass. It's not happening. You want to see a fight? There's a great way to start a fight.
Exactly.
Oh, that'll be a fight you'll remember. I won't go to jail for something I haven't done. End of story.
And it's a sad state of affairs to even have to talk about.
If you mess, they mess with Doug. You think I'm not going to be camped out at his house waiting for your dumb ass to set foot on the property? That's who you'll meet at 1 o'clock in the morning. You just mess around with my friend.
I think we've done that once or never mind.
And yes, people have been sending in saying that we need to have contingencies in place. Trust me, anything happens to Doug, I know about it within minutes. Same here.
And yeah,
we have contingencies in place.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know the what it takes to really keep running. But you know, again, in preparation for today's show, I was thinking back and I was thinking about. You know, what you and I have done over the last couple of decades. And back in 2013, I believe it was, the exact date I've got written down, when we were the first, HomelandSecurityUS.com was the interface, the public interface with the intelligence that Randy Taylor collected and we collected and gave to the public. And that was HomelandSecurityUS.com. And that was hosted with GoDaddy. And we were the first ever, to my knowledge, non-pornographic and non-illegal website to be kicked off of GoDaddy. They kicked us off. Now, it's interesting, and I'm just going to kind of toss this in here. Now, there are certain things I cannot talk about that. I'm talking about if you look in the public sphere, you'll see that. You'll see that we were kicked off in that date. But I am prevented legally from talking about certain things. Okay, that's mm-hmm. one thing. So we were the first ones deplatformed, and no one gave a crap.
Nope,
no one did.
No, but the level of information we were putting out, I think, scared the government.
Yes,
when they're relying on us for confidential data in a lot of particular areas. Then you absolutely know that they want your information, but they don't want you sharing it. And I'm sorry, we would make those decisions on each piece of information. Is this going to stay classified? What are the ramifications of it? And that's how we operated. And I think that yep. I think we did it right.
And I think the public had a right to know. And
yes.
And this is another thing too that we really struggled with. I appeared on Fox News and was just absolutely pummeled after that. Mm-hmm. We published beheading videos. And, mm-hmm. and the reason we did that, because, I mean, graphic beheading videos by the by Al-Qaeda of Americans and others. Mm-hmm. And why do we publish that? Because...
You have a right to know.
You have a right to know, and the media made it so sanitary and even mm-hmm. denied some of that. And here's the thing, okay? The biggest client, the biggest downloader of those videos was...
Government agencies. Yeah, we used to track them. You could track them, watch their activity on the site. Guys, we were so hot at the time that we were a primary source of information, and they were doing everything they could. I mean, they used to beg me, please show us first before you post it. No, we'll make that decision on a per case basis.
There you go.
You know, and the reason we did that is we had to let people know, because the Iraq war was very questionable, and there was a lot, we had soldiers dying over there. We had contractors dying. We had civilians dying. People need to know why. People need to know what's going on. We didn't ever want to be like part of that movie Wag the Dog, you know, where there's a war overseas, but it's all fabricated. There's enough fabrication. Like, well, you're watching it now with Ukraine, okay? The media, they turn it into a dime store, you know, into a dime store novel every time, you know, and it's their version of the events. It used to be the news played, you could see what it was, and you could make your own determinations. Now they make your determinations for you. Would you say that's correct? Yes.
Yeah.
But it's a mess. Folks, it's a mess. It was a mess then. They used to steal our stuff, call it theirs. Remember the pregnant?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Remember the fake belly to smell it, to smuggle explosives?
Yes.
And we had put that out. And then it came out like almost 2 years later. It pops out. And Homeland Security's got it on their website, like they got it. And they took it directly from us. It was the exact same photos. In fact, didn't one of them have one of our marks on it?
Oh yeah.
We used to do that. We would tag just to prove it was ours.
Right.
Make a mark that didn't belong there. That way, when it came up in the news, they got it off the site. We know they got it off the site because the mark's on there.
So that was, yeah, Randy Taylor was good at finding things like that. And I got to tell you, you know, so we would actually surreptitiously mark that. That's correct. And
because we could go where they couldn't legally. Yeah.
Well, that's true.
Legally. They couldn't do it because it was entrapment. We could do it. We were allowed because we were civilians. And there's a whole different set of rules when you're a civilian versus law enforcement, especially overseas.
Goodness knows that to be the case. Yes.
Yes.
But now,
so we were that's what made us valuable.
And see, the reason, and I have to say this, the reason this is important is because the very system that you and I and others were involved in a decade plus ago is now being turned around and used against
us. Yes, and coming after us.
Right.
Yes, but here's the cool part. We know how it works. You taught us, okay? You taught us.
Is that kind of like a How would you describe that? You taught us. That's right. Now we're going to use it after you. Now we're coming after you. Or now we're going to use it against you.
Sorry, you taught us how to do these things, and we're going to use them to protect ourselves from you.
Well, better stated. That's correct.
Yeah.
So, okay. So, but I want people to know, too, because, again, I can't talk about this except what remains in the public sphere. Swatting.
Yes.
Okay.
We don't want to get picked up because we divulged something that was confidential and we weren't, you know, I mean, things have been signed over the years, not necessarily formally. It's complicated. Okay. But there's some things that you talk about, you can find your butt in jail.
Right. And, you know, I've been a victim of swatting. I just can't talk about it. Okay. Mm-hmm. But online, you'll see in the public domain today, you'll see people saying, well, that's a bunch of crap. You never. Okay. Okay. Whatever. You know,
well,
I don't care.
I don't lose any sleep over it. I mean,
no,
it occurred. That's that. The difference between us and a lot of the people out there that are out there talking about this in the airwaves, they're coming at it from a different angle where we've actually been involved in it. We've stepped back and said, well, stop. We don't like what you're doing. We will no longer support what you're doing or assist you.
Yep.
That's where we drew the line. That's when we thought we were good guys then. Yeah, we were towing the party line. And I'll even take the bad side if I'm protecting human life and protecting, say, our soldiers overseas. A lot of the stuff we were doing was directly protecting our troops. Okay, we knew about movements before even our military did.
And how is it that you were offering them more protection than our own military was back then?
Yep.
Okay. Now think about this, folks. Randy Taylor's specialty was identifying. Or one of his specialties was identifying threats to the troops. I mean, given time, date, you know, day, time, place,
mm-hmm.
target, right?
Okay. Or finding troops, like when they would kidnap our troops.
Right.
We would help find them. And the only reason we were able to do that, and in particular with the two kids that they really mutilated their bodies and all, but they made the mistake of filming inside of a building. And I was able to, looking at the photos, I was able to determine that it was in a flood area because there were watermarks on the wall. Mm. And that helped narrow that down. There was little things like that. That's one of the ways his Zarqawi was caught. Okay. There's little... In fact, we have little blurbs. I have little videos of Zarqawi. I guarantee the public's never seen. I have one where he's standing out on his porch with his son, his infant son, holding him up in the air and playing with him. Nobody's ever seen that video. I have that video. Mossad had that video. I can assure you Mossad had that video because I gave it to him.
And isn't it funny, too? Well, I shouldn't say funny, but just so people understand the intensity of what you were doing and what we were doing. We would have people expert who could identify the area by the dirt, by the appearance of the dirt, by the foliage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But that's after years of studying this crap.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing, electrical, look at the electrical plates in the house, the electrical outlets. You can tell a lot. If it's the little things like that, that gave us assistance in the demographics and logistics of where is this occurring. Where is this person? Roughly. If we could pin them down within 10 square miles, we got them.
Exactly.
And that's really what you were trying to do. And so we would look at, before that, a video even, it's a big deal because we have Zarqawi on tape. But I wanted to go through that tape. So when I sent the video in, we had tons of notes with it. Please note this.
Right.
And those notes were good. I mean, we had a lot, man. We had a lot of things happen back then.
And it was a two-step process. A lot of times they'd send it, okay, here's the image or here's the video or here's whatever. And then, okay, now here are the notes. Look at Exhibit A first and then don't contaminate, don't pollute your own, you know, senses. And then when you're through with that, then look at the notes. And that's how, folks, that's how we all need to be doing it in that fashion. But see, everything that we've done, and this is where I'm getting it. I'm getting to everything that we've done for the intelligence community now and military is now coming back on us, is now coming back against us.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think that's one of the reasons why they're a little wary, because we know a lot about them.
That's true.
You know, but that's not going to stop them when they decide to step on us.
Well, okay. So what we saw, in getting back to the fact that you've got this globalist agenda now in play, mm-hmm. getting back to that, Alex Jones talking with Steve Bannon, historic piece, I believe, saying, look, they're destroying us lawfare-wise. They're coming after us civilly. We're very familiar with that because we've been the we're familiar with that. Criminally, that's next. They're coming after, they'll be coming after us criminally based on the events of January 6th. And the fact, their entire goal here is to silence us using, now in part, this will be the other part of the equation, because so far it's not enough because we haven't done anything illegal. So they have to create emergencies in order to expand their powers. That's what's happening right now. And that has everything to do with the NDAA, the House Resolution 4350, Section 529A, page 382, Chapter 89. And that is superseding the Posse Comitatus Act of 1878, despite the fact that, of course, we had some situations with respect to that, legal authority in the, or I'm sorry, the government, the fact that the government doesn't need an NDAA provision for the suspension of Posse Comitatus, the legal authorities in the Insurrection Act of 1807, which they're using. So having said all of that, the NDAA and the Schiff amendments, taking away the oversight of the military, should be chilling everyone to the bone in this country, because they are coming after us using military assets against us.
The real question is going to be, where does the military stand? Where do you stand as an individual soldier?
Yeah.
You know, you can be given bad orders. Believe me, I can tell you and swear to you today that bad orders are given. Okay. These are going to be your brothers, your sisters, your sons, your daughters, that they're trying to get to turn on you. And then stop and think about that. You know, if you're a soldier and you're listening to this, don't you ever shoot an American civilian.
What are your thoughts on, okay, so
you will open a can of worms that you cannot close.
Okay, take that to the police now in January 6th and what happened there with the Capitol Police, because, and people tend to forget, hey, Nancy Pelosi expanded the Capitol Police to other states.
Yes.
Okay, so what do you have to say about that and to the police who may be listening right now, Randy Taylor?
You took an oath. You need to really pay attention to the words in that oath. And no job is worth your soul. Because if you turn on the American people, don't turn on the patriots, okay, the conservatives, because that's who they're going to turn on. They're not going to turn on Antifa and Black Lives Matter, okay? It's going to be the good people that get caught up in this. And if you turn on those, okay, you will be sacrificing your soul, because you're going to have to answer for that one day. You're going to have to answer for that, good, bad, or otherwise. Even if you're an atheist, you don't believe in God, guess who you're going to be standing in front of? You're going to be standing in front of the person you don't believe in. Do not turn on the American public. Absolutely don't do it. Well, we would hide you. We would protect you. Don't turn a weapon on us. Okay? That's like shooting your mother or father.
How close are we to that, do you think?
We're very close. I was reading a report the other day that polls are showing that one-third of the U.S. population believes that it's time to take up arms against the government. One-third of the people polled in the U.S.
And that's both Democrats and Republicans.
Thank you. 1/3. Stop and think about that. And those, and believe me, not everybody that believes in it would say that to somebody on the telephone calling. So it's probably more like 1/2. Gee, maybe like 82 million people. I don't, people talk about civil wars and all that stuff. That's really, I'm really not concerned with that, because that would be a wipeout. I'm more concerned in a civil war with damaged property. Because I'll be honest, I mean, you give me 10 liberals out here unarmed, what am I supposed to do? I can go out there and whip their ass by hand. I don't need a weapon. And Lord knows they already turned their weapons in. So, and people that talk about civil war, before you do that, I'll just say, look, just put Bosnia in, Serbia, places like that that were once beautiful places. And then you look at it now because of ethnic cleansing and civil war. We don't want that in the U.S. Now, our enemies would love that. They're going to do everything to provoke that. You got to remember, this communism path that we're heading down, the people that are helping it, okay, like the Chinese, they're experts at it. They would like nothing better than to see the U.S. fall. If everybody out there that has this false sense of security that because you're a U.S. citizen and we're part of the United States, that we're not in danger, we're in danger from inside and outside right now. Because you have elements inside our government, inside our population, that are siding with the bad people, which are the communists in this world. We used to have public service announcements warning against communism. We used to teach in schools against communism. Now it's on the ballot. How far down the toilet have we gone? Communism is now on the ballot. We were trained to kill them and fight communists. We've been doing it for decades around the world. And now it's okay. Suddenly it's okay. Doesn't that send up some red flag? Yeah, doesn't that send up some warning flags? You know, it's AOC. She's nothing but a little commie. That little turd's out. Enjoy laughing at her now, because I'll be honest, come November, I think she's so far gone. I just want her gone. Out.
Well, all the members of the squad are communists, in my view.
What a useless. What have they accomplished, Doug? What has the squad accomplished besides looking like horses' asses? Look at them. They did 4 or 5 of the most useless people on the planet.
Right.
Useless. Sucking down your money. They're living on taxpayer dollars, living the life. And they run their mouths and say stupid things. And that's what keeps them in power. Because believe it or not, they actually have a base of followers in the Democrat Party that buy into that crap. Unbelievable. If you follow the squad, you're gone. You're out there. You're so far out there where the buses don't run. I can't talk to you. I can't bring you back. I don't want you back. It's just unbelievable. The stuff, and these are politicians. That's the part that really alarms me, as I look at them and I go, wow, these are the people that are making laws and rules and all for the rest of us. How did that ever happen? The whole place needs to be cleaned out. Serious. Okay. We need such a desperate house cleaning. It's monumental. It's biblical in proportion of what needs to be done.
So
remember, folks, the U.S. isn't mentioned in Revelation by name.
I'm sorry.
And everybody looks at the U.S. and they think, you know, you get the tribulation, Armageddon, all that stuff. People keep talking about the U.S. No, you need to look at the world.
Right.
Okay. Because this little thing called the U.S., that could have been a shining beacon in the book of Revelation, somehow didn't even get named, because I think God knew that we were going to drastically disappoint him and destroy this beautiful gift that he gave us. That's what I'm angry about. We are destroying one of the most beautiful things we could have. This country is new. This country is less than 250 years old. No one else on the earth can claim the mileage that we've claimed as a small country, as a new country. We're a new country, basically.
Yes.
We are. And we are just flushing it down the toilet. Such a beautiful thing we have. I wanted us to be the shining beacon when God came back. Then when he looked down there, he could smile and say, there's the United States.
But now?
Now he looks at him and goes, I got to deal with the United States now.
And to what you said, okay, now we have elected people that are in elected positions. But right before President Trump left the White House, okay, he signed Schedule F, or he signed a bill, the Schedule F employees. This is the second and final clip from Bannon's War Room. This is so important because everything that you were talking about, the fact that we have embedded in our infrastructure communists, people who want to see this country fail, how in the hell do you get rid of them? Why, I would argue this, if people understood the extent of Schedule F, of what this could do, what this would have done, had this been allowed to go through, and had Biden not gotten rid of it within 24 hours of him sitting in the Oval
Office. Which tells you it was good, which tells you it was good legislation, because he had a hard on for it going in.
Yes. Oh, yes. And he was told this has got to go. So,
yes.
So, of all the things, I believe what President Trump should be admired for is him going after the people within the deep state, within the cabinets and the federal government. So he
exposing them,
right? Yeah. And he finally, I think at some point the light came on, and I got to get rid of these people. But by then it was too late in that period of time. So watch this, and Randy Taylor, as usual, if you see something you want to comment on, you know, yell it out. We'll pause the video. This is just a few minutes here, but this is so important for people to understand the Schedule F employees, the deep state, and what could have been, but what Biden prevented, and Pelosi and Obama and members of that Obama's third term. Here it is.
Second Trump term look like? And you have some fantastic reporting that aims to look at that in very exact detail. And part of it centers around, a lot of it centers around an executive order he put in place. Can you tell us about this? He put this in place. It was rescinded by the Biden administration. It kind of flew under the radar, but this is a crucial element of what it might look like if he is elected again.
Yeah, so this is a two-part series that we launched on Axios on Friday and Saturday, and I've been working on this for more than 3 months, basically piecing together all these different aspects of what is effectively an administration in waiting for Trump for 2025. There's a lot more going on behind the scenes than have been publicly reported. And at the heart of all of this is a legal instrument. It's an executive order called Schedule F. And if your viewers haven't heard of Schedule F or hadn't heard of it before the stories, that's for good reason, because it was developed in strict secrecy for most of the Trump administration, at least for the last 2 years of it. And it was only finally issued. Trump only signed it into law 13 days before the presidential election in 2020. And, you know, when you put out some anodyne sounding order called Schedule F amid the craziest election in American history, you know, you could be forgiven for not paying attention to it. But it's actually profound what it does. It allows cabinet agencies to reclassify tens of thousands of career civil servants who have currently under law and have for decades very strong employment protections, because the idea is that these career civil servants, nonpartisan, continue from one administration to the next, regardless of the party of the president in power. Trump wants to fire tens of thousands, potentially at least thousands, of these people that he calls pejoratively the deep state. And what this order allows him to do is to reclassify them as a new employment category called Schedule F. They immediately lose almost all of their employment protections and can be easily fired and replaced. So that's happening there. As you can imagine, there'll be legal challenges to this. And but I'll tell you, Trump's advisors like their chances in a court system now dominated by conservatives at the highest level. And because of that, there are some Democrats who've been following this issue very carefully and who are quite alarmed about it and have been trying to take steps to preemptively prevent a future president from doing this. So Jerry Connolly, representative from Virginia, who heads the subcommittee who oversees the federal civil service, he's attached an amendment to the annual defense bill to try and prevent this from happening. Republicans want to block it in the Senate.
Okay, but I will say, Randy Taylor, what you just heard there, that could clean house, right?
Yes. And what's the problem? I mean, you know what I'm saying? These people they're not getting a golden handshake right here and saying, hey, you got your jobs no matter what. Toe the line or get out.
So the very people who were working against Donald Trump were on the chopping block. And of course, Biden rescinded that because the executive order was null and void after President Trump was the election was stolen. So mm-hmm. So now they're afraid of this coming back, so they're trying to legislate against this designation of Schedule F employees. We'll continue with this and then finish up.
Well, and this will be really interesting to see after the 2022, the midterms.
Very interesting to see.
It's going to be very interesting to see what they do with this going in and the end result after we take over the Congress. I think we'll get Congress for sure. The Senate's still a toss-up.
Interesting analysis there. Okay, we'll finish up this clip. Go ahead.
Even if they succeed, Democrats, in somehow getting something into law to prevent Schedule F, Trump really wants to attack the intelligence community and the national security apparatus and basically purge these agencies, the CIA, the FBI, etc. They don't have the same civil service protections as a lot of the other agencies do. So even if they don't get a Schedule F, a president with the will to do what Trump wants to do and has told his advisors he wants to do could still do quite a significant purge without it.
Okay, welcome. It's Monday, 25 July, year of our Lord, 2022. You're live. We're in the war room. We have a lot to get through today. Probably next Sunday's 100 days, I think 100 days out. We're going to be doing specials leading up to 100 days out of the most important midterm in the history of the nation. You know, probably more important than the one in 1862, the midterm in the Civil War. And we're going to be going into details, but we're in the lead up to it. I want to make sure people can separate out all the chatters out there and focus on what's important. Here's what's important. Donald J. Trump, for them, they trash, they run around, they got their hair on fire, they're doing this. He has a theory of the case. He has a theory of the case. I would actually respectfully submit to you that since FDR's, the folks he brought in the Great Depression of the 1932, when the Republican, basically, as I said, in American history, from the Civil War to really 1932, it was Republican dominated. You had a couple of Democrats in there, but it was essentially Republican dominated. The Great Depression destroyed that. And you had Democrats basically came in. You had the Gingrich Revolution. You had obviously Reagan, all that, and Nixon. But really, at the Tea Party, but it's really Trump in 16 is this major inflection point. Donald J. Trump has a theory of the case. Jonathan Swan's reporting is of the utmost importance. Put away the cutesy little phrase, drain the swamp. Put away the cutesy little phrase, swamp creatures. We're talking about a Republican democracy because essentially we have taken on the model of really Davos and the Chinese Communist Party of an authoritarian state, undemocratic, with institutions that are not democratic, and state capitalism. Now, how do you combat that? You combat that by deconstructing. You have to take it apart brick by brick. The combination, and this is why I say, in the last court session, the ruling that will actually be, in hindsight, more important than Roe v. Wade, as important as that is. I understand for our evangelical and pro-life guys, that's everything. The EPA, West Virginia, because that is the deconstruction of the Ministry of State from the legal, and it's by Gorsuch, who will be the Scalia of this effort, not Justice Thomas. Justice Thomas is a good man, and it's his court, but the legal theoretician is Gorsuch. He was picked for a reason. And now you see, on the other hand, what had been worked on by some of the smartest people in the Trump administration. And Skedroff, there's two parts to Jonathan Swan's piece. And of course, they've got to make a drama, Trump's revenge or anything like that. Put aside the Warren Posse. You must put aside the drama and the conflict. And by the way, there will be a huge drama. The administrative state is going to fight this every day like Stalingrad. Okay, not one step back. That's okay. I admire that. You've got an apparatus, a non-democratic apparatus that's impervious to elections, or it used to be impervious to elections with controlled opposition Republicans, because they wouldn't take it on. They would just add to it and build it. They would not confront it. And this is not marginally cutting out a program or two. This is not about that. This is about going to the heart of it, the heart of the beast. It's not the swamp. It's not the deep state. It is that you saw it in the first impeachment. What was the fetish? The interagency process. It's like a sacramental. It's like mass is to the Catholics, the interagency process, how the administrative state has to work.
Okay.
And Jonathan Swan ends on, that. It sounded like Darren.
And you can watch the entire clip at HagmanReport.com or Bannon's War Room. But Randy Taylor, he's right on the money. I mean, this is like the linchpin of the communist left infiltration into our government. You can't touch that.
That's the hard part. Even when you transition, I remember when Trump came in as president, he still had a lot of people working in various departments that were flat out enemies of his. And it's a very painstaking process to go through, because you don't want to go through and look like a child, you know, throwing their toys around and I'm just wiping everybody out. You look at each person and go, hey, you know, are they salvageable? Are they not? Are they so far gone we can't use them? You know, I mean, it's got to be a painstaking process. The one thing that I saw constantly with President Trump, and I raised my hands many times in class and said, I will help, is he needs to vet people better. Out all their, he needs guys like me and Doug where you don't see us. We're in that last office down the hallway. That's what he needs. It's guys like us in there that absolutely will go to the wall for him and protect the Constitution and do everything the way it's supposed to be done, but to find out and filter out the bad guys. There's tons of them. And they come smiling. They're hard to spot.
Boy, that's true.
But I saw many cases where President Trump left them in place and it came back and bit them.
Yep.
Don't play. If you have any question, get rid of them. We can figure all that crap out later. Give them a package, send them down the road. Get them out of places where they can hurt you. And this going into 2022, with this election, this midterms, it's just going to be crazy. But if you look at all the corruption, all right, just look at the 2030 plan that the UN is shoving. How many departments does that affect in the United States? I just jotted down a few while that was playing. The FDA, the EPA, all DHS, agriculture, everything. They have poisoned the well. Think about that. Think about the massive clean out that would have to be done. The FBI needs to be a thing of the past.
Did you ever, Randy Taylor?
Yes, sir.
10 years ago, 12 years, did you ever think he'd be saying that?
No, sir. No, when we were working and helping out the government, I'll be honest with you, man, the guys were great. A lot of the DHS guys were great. Back when Chertoff was in there, things were pretty good. And then things started changing. And the first clues that things were wrong is when you start seeing changes in the Justice Department and DOJ that you really should never see. People being given clearances that had no business even in the building.
That's true.
That's when the whole thing really changed. And for me personally. I mean, this stuff, it's been going on for decades. Yeah, I know that. But that's when we really started to get a bird's eye view that something's really wrong. And that's when we started to realize that the Republicans were in many cases as bad as the Democrats. Our entire foray into the Middle East after 9/11 was done incorrectly. It was illegal. Afghanistan, yeah, because we could honestly trace down, but the rest of it was based on lies. And then when you sit there and you look at the end game, bear in mind now we're fighting Al-Qaeda, so everybody's like, yeah, let's go kill those son of a guns. Be careful what you jump, what bandwagon you jump on. Mm-hmm. Okay, because that was just a label of an enemy for you to give up more security, to give up more freedoms. So that's the thing. Like you would go to the airport and they want to check everything, including your underwear. That's really not doing anything to protect the aircraft. If somebody wants to bring the aircraft down, they're going to bring the aircraft down.
That's right.
We create things many times, in my opinion, we create things just to create jobs, to create these things. There'll always be drugs coming over the border. They'll make sure that drugs are coming over the border.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? This is a self-funding apparatus. This is huge. This is unbelievable. I was talking Saturday night. I said, every time we go into Vietnam, what happens? Suddenly we have a heroin problem in the United States. That dies down. Then we're down in South America. What do we got now? We got a cocaine problem in the United States all through the 80s and 90s. Then what happens? We go into Afghanistan, and what do we end up with? A heroin problem in the United States again. Isn't it funny? Every time that we go somewhere that the Central Intelligence Agency is involved, we end up with a drug problem on the U.S. streets. Why?
The only one making out is Hunter Biden, but go ahead.
Yeah, but they're funding. That's how they're funding their operations. Why? We are in such bad play. We're in such a bad place right now. Just over this Hunter Biden thing is enough that Biden should have been out of the White House.
Do you think
the actions of his son.
Okay, so New York Times threw Biden and even Hunter under the bus. That's a bad sign there. Do you see Biden?
That's trouble coming.
Okay.
No, they're going to you really have got to watch for the evil that can be brought in. Watch for a wave that and I don't even know that they would bring Hillary in anymore.
No.
But I know that Obama is sitting back salivating, looking at that Oval Office. And he doesn't plan to be in charge of any kind of republic. He wants a dictatorship. That little piece of crap is a danger to this country. That's a very dangerous individual.
And we don't even know who the hell he is, really.
Really. And what are we doing about it? What can we do about it? Think about it. Legally, what can we do about it? He's trouble. You mark my words. We're not done with Obama. He hasn't made his last great appearance, believe me. This guy was brought in to help facilitate the downfall of the United States economically and militarily.
Yeah.
I'm serious. That those are his marching orders. We really need to eliminate
spiritually
this.
And morally too. But
yeah. And if you really want to trim the head off the snake, this World Economic Forum needs to be disbanded. I don't care how you do it. You take my words and do what you want with them. They need to be disbanded.
Okay. And I'm glad you mentioned that because video three, this kind of encapsulates, although I thought it was a Saturday Night Live skit from 75, you know, when it was funny, but it's not funny anymore. But this is a 2-minute climate alarmist demonizing farming. This is the World Economic Forum. This is their wet dream. This is the mode, the method, the mechanism by which they're coming after the American people. And, you know, it's no accident that Gates is the largest private farm landowner in America. Iran owns farmland in America, China. My goodness, we can go on and on. But listen to this. And you'll see how far down this path the World Economic Forum, as mentioned just now by Randy Taylor, is already down this path. Here it is. And prepare to cry.
This country, George, there's a big emphasis on agriculture and how agriculture needs to cut its emissions. And I know it's an issue you feel very strongly about. You've said that agriculture is arguably the most destructive industry on earth. Explain, and do you still believe that, George?
It's by far and away the greatest cause of habitat destruction, the greatest cause of wildlife loss, the greatest cause of extinction, greatest cause of soil loss, greatest source of fresh water use. It's one of the greatest causes of climate breakdown, bigger than transport, one of the primary causes of water pollution and of air pollution. So it's right at the top. Oh, and sorry, I forgot to say land use, the biggest issue of all. It's by far and away the greatest form of land use that humans inflict on the planet, which means all that land is land which can't be used for wild ecosystems. And while obviously we need farming, we need to minimize those impacts. We need to act as drastically within that sector as any other sector to prevent the collapse of our life support systems. And what that means above all else is getting out of livestock farming, is really shutting down animal farming altogether, because that has massively disproportionate impacts on the living planet. And we need to switch towards other sources of food, plant-based diets, which are far more efficient, far lower environmental impacts, but also switch out of farming altogether to produce protein-rich foods, which we can do through precision fermentation, brewing,
George,
microbes.
I can hear farmers all over this small country of ours shocked and perhaps screaming at their televisions because they're saying, are you saying all animal farming, in your opinion, really needs to stop?
Yes, it does. It really does. It's a bit like leaving fossil fuels in the ground. Unless we do that, we've really got very little chance indeed of preventing this domino effect of system collapse right across Earth systems, which basically makes the planet uninhabitable. So eating meat and milk and eggs is an indulgence we cannot afford.
So Randy Taylor.
Give me 30 seconds in the elevator. I'll kick his teeth down his throat. All right, the guy right there, what he's proposing is he's contradicting himself. There's a cow standing there taking up that little area. And how many people can I feed with that cow? A lot. And really, how much space do I really need? But you want to go now to all organic and all plant-based? How many fields would I have to make up for the protein and the nutrition that cow puts out? The guy's an idiot.
Eric, the second, can you make a note? Hang on a second. Can you make a note? Find out who the guy is and arrange an elevator ride with Randy Taylor.
Please. But see, I don't understand how people like that make it through a day in their life. I don't understand it. I don't get it. Was he? They put on a piece of meat and a napkin. Was he going to eat the napkin? I don't get it.
He probably would.
What he's proposing, though, just think about what I just said. How many fields would I have to make up for the food that cow puts out? And cows also, remember, they produce milk. What they're prescribing for us is death, starvation. It's that simple. And I don't really want to eat bugs. It just doesn't even appeal to me. I don't understand these people. This World Economic Forum, one, how did they ever sell this? That must have been a hell of a sales job, because they've got clowns like that jerk up north, Trudeau, signed on, hook, line, and sinker. You know, I look at these people, I'm like, what are you thinking? What did you abandon reason? How the hell did you ever get in charge, you moron? This is what scares me. I look at these stupid people that we've put in charge. They need to go. Biden needs to go. Harris needs to go. Pelosi needs to go. You see this deal where she wants to put Gavin Newsom in the White House?
Yep.
Gee, it wouldn't be because it's her nephew and he didn't screw California. Now, what do we want? 50 states of California? I don't think so. I'll do the time. See that? And you can't pin me for that. You can't bag me for that, because I didn't say what I will do. I'm just telling you, I'll do the time. I'll do the time. Have fun with that one in a courtroom.
I'll do
that. I'm sorry. Time. It's your freedoms, folks, and I pay the price for them if I have to.
And that's the other thing, too. There are more people coming out and saying, hey, we can't have this anymore. Mm-hmm. But in line with that insanity, the president's emergency powers. I don't know if you've seen this, if you haven't seen it, again, link at HagmanReport.com. Center for Biological Diversity. You want to know what this place is? Holy moly. This is what they put out. Okay. Now, this is earlier this year. Go to page 4. Okay. Now, well, first note, the climate president's emergency powers. Okay. I don't even know what that is. I think that they the words are kind of, I don't know, out of order there, but okay. But go to page 4, and this will tell you what they want or what Biden intends to do. Keep going right there. And if you can expand that a little bit, because holy moly, okay, the we can't expand it? Okay, we're going to have to open it in something else. They want to stop all import-export of petroleum products, stop drilling, stop fracking, stop use. I mean, it's insane what they want.
And we're not prepared for it. It's going to create a bigger problem than you have now.
Yes.
The smartest guy out there when it comes to, as far as I'm concerned, when it comes to electric cars and all that, is Musk. Okay. Yeah. He fully understands, although he sells electric cars and these fancy cars. He understands that no matter what, fossil fuels aren't going anywhere for quite a while. We cannot, as a society, flip over to battery-operated stuff right now because we don't have the infrastructure set up for it. You go to Walmart and you want to plug your car in, guess what? It's the furthest parking spot in the lot away from the building. You haven't noticed that. Yeah.
And so where does the electricity come from?
What is the incentive? Yeah, so what's the incentive to walk an extra 100 yards because I have an electric car? And what happens if it says it'll go for 374 miles? Well, what happens if my place that I want to go is 400 miles away?
You got to stop and charge.
That's what I'm saying. We're not set up for it. This is horse crap.
No, it is.
It is. It's complete BS. And it's being used once again to facilitate communism. Everything that they're doing, yep. they'll put a pretty little picture on it and go, this is for your health and well-being. We're here to help. Unwrap it. Joseph Stalin.
There it is. And by the way, what is not fake are the pictures of Klaus Schwab's office with a bust of Stalin there. Mm-hmm. Okay, but now key climate emergency executive actions for the people on the radio. Halt crude oil exports. This under National Emergencies Act, Energy Policy Conservation Act. Stop oil and gas drilling in the Outer Continental Shelf. Same National Emergencies Act. Restrict international trade and private investment in fossil fuels. I don't like the phrase fossil fuels, but we'll go with it. That's their language. Grow domestic manufacturing for clean energy and transportation to speed the nationwide transition off of fossil fuels. You got to be kidding me. And building resilient and distributed renewable energy systems in climate vulnerable communities. Come on now. That's suicide right there.
And they constantly contradict themselves.
Yes.
Do you realize how many more machines it takes to produce food on a farm than it does to have cattle wandering freely on the farm?
Let me think.
Stop and think about it. Think about all the combines and all the things that it requires to do a field of product. Where I can just put a cow out there, let them eat, send them to the market when it's time.
We're going to need longer extension cords.
Something. I'll tell you right now, I'm watching this, and this is only going to happen is if we allow it. We've got to put a stop to it. And right now, the best way to do it is we need to take these elections, these midterm elections. If we don't win the midterms and we don't put ourselves in a position that's going to totally, I'm sorry, it's going to change the face of the battle plan. Okay? I'm just telling you, these midterms are critical. From the midterms to the election, we've only got just under 2 years. Stop and think about it. If we don't do the right things at midterms, and people, you better get out there and vote. Do not drop the ball on this. Don't assume that we're winning anything. You act like you're the vote that can make it or break it, because you might be the vote that makes it or breaks it. And they're gonna cheat. They're always gonna cheat. But we're hip to how they're doing it.
And I was thinking about people,
and there's people writing in right now, Doug, telling us what they're going to be doing at election time.
No, I agree with you, and we're going to get some blowback on this, but I was thinking about this again this weekend, because I knew you were going to say this, and I was thinking about this, and I'm thinking, okay, if everyone just got out and voted that's listening to this, okay, it would almost be impossible for them to cheat without being as obvious as it ever was.
Yeah, so, they'd have to come up with something really clever to hide it, because we know the tricks now.
Right. So you might say, well, voting doesn't do crap. If it did, they wouldn't let you vote. I agree with the George Carlin sentiment. Okay, but
yeah.
Okay, but we still have to do this, because that way we can, when we do meet our maker, when we do meet God, and,
right.
You know,
I want to have exhausted all the legal means necessary.
There it is. Yeah, exactly.
Because that way I'm clean.
You know, it's coming to a head right now. And
we're within several months of it being to a serious head, serious head. We're being kind of loose here and cool and everything. Trust me, trouble's coming.
Kamala Harris aside, by the way. Sorry about that. Bad joke. Okay.
Isn't it sad though, when you look at the leadership, Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Nancy Pelosi, where did we come up with these losers? They cheated their way in. Pelosi, if they went back and investigated those elections, she wouldn't even be in the spot she's in. She wouldn't even be in that chair. She wouldn't. She's a piece of crap. I don't get it. Anybody, she is one of the most corrupt individuals in the United States, plain and simple.
Yeah, and her saying Paul Pelosi, you know, the stock trade. Oh, I didn't get any. You didn't get any information from me. Okay, what do you think we're stupid? You know.
Well, their first big score was with Coca-Cola, back in the 70s, because there was never an insider trading rule on Congress and the Senate.
That's true. Ever. That's true.
She had privy information back in the 70s, and that's where her and her husband made their first score, was off. I was doing research on that, and it was off a Coca-Cola stock. She had inside information and made a ton of money. That's what got that ball rolling.
Have a Coke and a smile.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She's got the head of Congress and married to a money man. Yeah. I mean, come on. Really? This is what I loved about Donald Trump. He wasn't a politician. No. So we need some people who love the country as much as Donald Trump loves the country, but with a little more polish.
You know, I don't even care about, we by the way, got about a minute and a half. I don't even give a doggone about the polish.
No, I don't either, but yeah. I want to make it to where he's not a target of every butt of every joke on Saturday Night Live and on the media. Give me us. DeSantis is pretty sharp. I like DeSantis.
Yeah, I don't know if it was the recent convention or whatever, but DeSantis is polling much lower than Donald Trump is for the candidate for 2024. But who knows? I mean, I don't know.
By the time they're because I think the end result of the January 6th thing is they're going to pass some kind of resolution to where Trump can't run for office,
which would piss me off.
Which is the whole stop and think about it. What's the purpose of this January 6th thing prior to the midterms?
Right.
Why wasn't this done sooner? You know, when you look at it, this is all theater and perception. That's exactly what they're doing. And unfortunately, almost every cable package has CNN and NBC included in it. You pay extra for Fox. There's your feeding tube.
I like that statement. That, in fact, folks, that is the last word from Randy Taylor. Randy Taylor at HagmanReport.com. We are out of time. Randy, come back tomorrow. And
Absolutely.
Let's talk some more. Sandy will be on tomorrow. But before that, Randy, join me tomorrow. All right?
You got it, buddy. I'll be here.
All right. Folks, that'll do it. Have a great night. May God bless each and every one of you. Don't forget, go to HagmanReport.com. Click on the program link for today for all of the source videos, and also click on the link to the mini conference, and I guarantee you will be blown away once you get it. Pre-order now, this week, 5 days to go. Good night.